Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Today's Thursday, the 22nd of November. Joining us this morning, this one is on tape, everybody. Don't fall off your chairs. Tony Smithers from the Visitors Bureau.
Happy Turkey Day.
Yes, yes. So what is your favorite in the turkey spread? What is your favorite?
Well,
one only.
Favorite, but or what I'm allowed to actually eat.
No, favorite. This is all about favorites, not about that stuff.
Roast potatoes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, roast potatoes.
Not mashed, but roasted.
Roasted. Yeah, my family was all English, so we did it the old way.
Okay. For me, it's stuffing. I'm going to try, a cranberry. Try making a little bit later on. Cranberry crumble.
Oh.
I think there might be something with that.
Says a lot about you, yeah.
Before I deviate into a couple of questions that I had, because I've been paying attention over the last month or so, are why do they say that this morning is lush? Why do we call a drunkard a lush? Any idea? Mr. English.
Oh, my goodness. I should know this, being English and a drinker. No idea.
The city of Lushington was the name of a convivial society made up chiefly of actors that met at the Harp Tavern in London until about 1895. The society had Lord Mayor and four aldermen from wards named Juniper, Poverty, Lunacy, and Suicide. It was the duty of Lord Mayor to lecture new members on the evils of drink. A member of this society was known as
a lush.
There you go.
All right.
Food festivals. I forget what was on that we were watching. It started out, I know, with Guy Fieri, and he went back to back with two of my Idea Bank buddies.
Oh.
There's one in Sturgeon Bay, so we saw that, and then one went to Cape Cod, where we just had the convention last month. And then following that, I don't know if I stayed on the same network or not, it got into festivals. Food festivals. There's some place in Michigan, that has got a cranberry festival. Or Wisconsin, pardon me. Upstate Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Cranberry festival. Okay, Wisconsin produces, they were saying, over 50% of the cranberries in the country. And somebody in 73 decided they were going to have a cranberry festival. And now this small little town of 5,000 to 7,000 gets 125,000 people in it over a weekend.
Ay, ay, ay.
Everything cranberry.
Sure.
And I started, kind of got the wheels rolling a little bit, you know, as we're looking for different things in our area, different opportunities that are out there, things that we can do. It's like, you know, some of this stuff doesn't have to be as challenging as what we try to make some things sometimes. You know, let's do something that's kind of fun and let it happen around us rather than trying to dictate it. Are there entities or opportunities that you see out there that we could have in our area? Clam chowder, everybody does clam chowder.
Sure, sure.
You know, crab, yeah, okay, salmon, yeah. I mean, those things are kind of more, not pedestrian, but regular rather than the irregular stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you had your shot on this Thanksgiving Day,
okay,
what mm-hmm. kind of a food based do you see that could happen in our area?
Well, I think we have to begin by acknowledging the local king of food events, which is the Arcata Bay Oyster Festival.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Farmer's Market.
No.
Arcata.
Every Father's Day weekend, it blows out Arcata and parts around. We know it brings people in from out of town. It's got a long tradition, a lot of fun things happening.
Yeah.
Oyster calling and
right, all that kind of stuff.
So yeah. if we could have 11 more like that, that would be fantastic.
Well, in the fall, you know, with different things, but there really isn't. I was thinking, okay, what is there that we don't do that could be a signature? You know, abalone?
Well, then you run into the same issue which they've even had with the crab festival, which
access
is
access to the product.
If the crab don't happen to show up that year, you're kind of left with an empty pot.
Yeah, or pepperwood corn, you know, or the apples from Willow Creek, or the pears. I mean, there's some of that kind of stuff, but it was just kind of cool that they saw it as a state event, but the small little burg
sure.
decided they were going to be the ones to jump into it. We got cranberries. I mean, you know, along the coast, we've got right. cranberries up right. north, so we could do something. But I didn't know if that was the type of thing a lot of, I guess, DMOs or whatever we want to call you today, do is to come up with those ideas and then try to find somebody to coordinate with that versus sitting back passively
right,
and
well,
having somebody try to fit a mold that they may not be even aware exists.
Certainly wearing the Humboldt Lodging Alliance hat, very interested in destination events. And they've provided funding to a number of folks who have tried to do what you're doing. Steelhead Days being a big example of that.
Where's that?
It countywide, on the Eel River, on the Mad River, on the Trinity River.
Oh, we have Steelhead again. Okay.
And I'm reminded of an article I read in I think it was like a 1917, 1918 issue of National Geographic, which I assume was commemorating the railroad coming through, which I think was around that time. But it talked about Humboldt County as this paradise of agriculture, this breadbasket of California.
Oh, southern Humboldt, you know, literally with pepperwood and all the corn and all the, yeah.
And you know, shipments of stuff going to feed the city and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, not just two varieties of potato. I mean.
Right.
Everything. Everything. And, you know, so there's a legacy there that we could build on.
We can bring back sheep for all that matter, huh?
Yeah.
Have some mutton offs.
That's right.
That kind of sounds a little weird, doesn't it? Mutton for mutton is mutton. Okay, the puns will continue when we come back.
It's sounding like Christmas all over Easy Radio 980 AM and Curry 105.3 FM. It's all your favorite Christmas music all the time. Christmas music is yours 24 hours a day on 980 AM and Curry 105.3 FM. Bing, The Carpenters, America, and more contemporary singers like Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers, Michael Bublé, and others. It's our kind of Christmas music on Easy Radio 980 AM and Curry 105.3 FM, the Christmas station. Tell your friends.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning, this Thanksgiving, with Tony Smithers. Tony, the challenge I would suspect for our area is one that is multifaceted. You know, when we talk to the cops and robbers, you know, they say, well, Highway 101 now is becoming the thoroughfare for the drug folks because I-5 is being so well monitored by the CHP. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, we still continue to have some of the front page stories, even though we have less drug production here. Okay. Every community has got their own little challenges, but it's not a static. You know, where before it was, okay, what happened to the lumber? Well, now other things are backfilled in there, but now we got, you know, the mercury is going somewhere else, and we got to talk about that. So trying to develop a marketing plan, how challenging is that? Because not only is the messenger changing, so is the message, and so is the receiver.
It's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, and operating on different planes. So how do you put together a marketing plan to start with?
Well, having just gone through the process, it's kind of fresh in my mind. It's interesting because you would think that you would sort of start off in the traditional formal way, which is, you know, start with research, you know, research your competitors, research your market and all of that.
Or start with, if you have an existing, here's where we are.
Sure. Here, you know, and we do that to some extent, but just as important is to recognize how things have changed, recognize what we're doing differently, and recognize things that started off as a sideshow have now become the main event.
Obviously, because the market has shifted.
and
or desires of the consumer, I guess, what would be the way to say it.
That's part of it, but more so, it's how people consume information and how people get inspired and plan travel. So
is it about travel or is it about experience? I mean, that's kind of like the base level question, I would suppose.
Well,
a marketing plan, is it the product, or is it the expectation and the experience?
Well, the product is certainly the experience. The transaction is travel. That's what we want them to do. That's where the money gets spent. But yeah, I mean, it's funny. I've been at the Bureau. It'll be 20 years this coming May. You probably remember. You were there at the time.
Yeah.
And if you recall, at the time, the website was sort of a new toy that the Bureau had been playing
with.
That
was the cutting edge at that time. Yeah.
Right. And now a website is almost an afterthought. It's certainly not the main event of your digital marketing, of your marketing. I mean, it's just another tool. Where are people going to go if they want to get deep information?
It's a resource. Yeah.
It's a resource, but where are their eyeballs to be captured?
Or their minds,
and it's in social media. It's in user generated content. It's in certainly what we call thought leader or it's not so much important to attract even a journalist anymore. Some are still important as what we call opinion leaders, people who have followers,
influencers.
Yeah, those people are golden if we can get them to influence their followers to think about Humboldt County,
which to me would make it more challenging than what it has been, because in the past there was, let's say, maybe, I don't know what, 36 primary contacts in the traditional media within the state of California.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Spread out through the various media. Now, those guys and gals are still there. But now you got these folks that don't identify themselves. Okay. Puts a different spin on it. And then you've got the self-reporting... see, how do I say this one without really divulging my opinion about this? terrorists in the Yelps, in those types of review things that are purely unfettered.
Sure.
Unvetted and drives people crazy. So you've got all these various levels now of people, and they don't come up and say, "Hi, I'm." So you can't treat those people any better than anybody else because you don't know who they are. So I would think the expectation of service has been ramped up 3 or 4-fold since 20 years ago.
Well, certainly, consumer review has spawned a whole industry called...
you put the nice spin on it.
Spawned a whole industry called reputation management. I mean, 20 years ago, well, there was guidebooks. And if there was an inaccuracy in a guidebook, we would earnestly contact the writer or the publisher and ask them to correct it.
But there was only like half a dozen.
Yeah. Now,
that were in the, yeah.
Now it's every business, every day, every destination, every attraction, you have to monitor it. And
I've had some discussion with some restaurateurs as well as lodging folks say, yeah, it's out there, but you can drive yourself batty and bloody trying to chase all of that down. So it's more containment. And it's kind of like the Frito-Lay thing, right? Mm-hmm. You've had a burnt Frito chip every once in a while, right?
Yeah, okay, sadly,
so they
yes.
chase it. It's 99.995%. That's their threshold of state. It becomes prohibitive to make it perfect.
Right.
And mm-hmm. I think there may be a parallel for what you were just
there is. I think most organizations figure out some form of triage on it. But you can't ignore it. You can't just... The number one strategy remains to push bad news onto the second page.
Which could involve a physical altercation, but we're not going to talk about that one right now. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:30.
we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:35. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Talk Shop with Tony Smithers this morning. It's presented by REDEC, American Ag Credit, Murphy's Markets, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, and American Ag Credit. Tony, the concept of why people come here and how people find out about here, wherever the here is, as you'd indicated, has changed over the last couple of decades rather significantly. Not to say that it's static and it won't be changing for the next 20 or 200 or 5,000 years, but where we are today, does it make it easier to carve a niche or to either to maintain the new one that you'd carved out or to create a new one if you're looking to do one?
I'd say yes, because today's consumer, I don't want to call them dilettantes, but they are very interested in the micro experience.
Fickle, perhaps? Or are you talking about granular?
Granular. People want something. First of all, authenticity is key, but they want something that's unique and real, and different.
And well, so, those are the ones that we're trying to attract.
Yes.
Here.
So, because you asked about people and looking for different experiences and what have you, and there are opportunities for us to create products. I mean, it's a challenge and a blessing. I mean, the proliferation of niches continues to march on.
Well, yeah, you have a niche and then a sub-niche and another. I mean, you know, that's one of the little tricks with the marketing that I'm familiar with is you want to be top of the ladder, competitive ladder in something.
Yeah, but so and the biggest mistake.
You niche it until you're there.
The biggest mistake still remains trying to be all things to all people.
Oh, talk about a fool's errand. I mean, you can't.
Well, but there are still people out there who think that. So I'm reminded of, you know Mark Rowley up at, he ran Bigfoot Rafting for years, now he runs
Willow Creek Community Services District.
Coho Cottages,
yes.
Right now. He talks about the fly fishermen and how that beast has changed over the years. And they've become so technical and so specific that if you come up with the exact right thing they're looking for, they will flock to you. If the guy over the next river has got it different or better, they're going to go there.
Yeah, it's tougher to develop brand loyalty, whatever your brand might happen to be. So let me ask you this. With the opportunities that are out there, could Humboldt County become a food destination? We kind of touched on it a little
bit.
As you're going through, you're saying, you know, Steelhead this and Mark and Londa and I'm thinking, you know, there is a stunning amount of restaurants, quality restaurants, in our area. I see it when I leave the region. You know, okay, so we've been to those two places. What else is there? Well, that's about, you know, unless you want to go branded.
Right, they're all branded, yeah.
That's about it. Really? Huh. Then we come back here, you know, you're almost tripping and falling on every corner. Because there's somebody doing a new restaurant or a different little twist or something. I know the lumber and the timber and the trees and the water are where we cut our teeth. But as a secondary, could this be a food destination as a way to build up those shoulder seasons? Because the restaurant guys, they're working all the time.
Right. And well, I actually think that it could, because in addition to that talent, you've got the what you might call what people call the foodscape or whatever. It's just our local
yeah.
products, whether it's grass-fed beef.
I thought you were going to say roasted potatoes.
Yeah, certainly, you know, the
cranberries,
the fish, you know,
stuffing, yeah,
and you know, the organic produce, you know, it's all here, it's all here. Oysters, you name it,
and it's already being utilized. So it's not as if you have to create this thing to foster it. It's just more getting the word out.
So you might recall I forget the name of the is it local, the locally delicious, whatever, that group that did the Humboldt Food Week. That I still think is going to be coming up fairly soon, or as an ongoing effort. But I think the parts are here. It's just a matter of how that's going to be put together. Yeah. If someone puts it together, we can market it.
Yeah, it would be interesting. But now something like that wouldn't necessarily get the support from the traditional areas where support comes from.
Hotels, you know, they...
Yeah, because it's different.
Yeah, but you have to stay in a hotel if you're going to stay eat at a restaurant.
If folks are going to be coming in from out of the area. To me, it's almost, I'm seeing this or sensing this as kind of a source of pride, you know, a groundswell bottom up rather than the traditional way of, you know, ringing the bell and seeing how many folks come into
the
area.
Which is the way it should be. I mean, that makes it real and that makes it more sustainable.
Well, you were saying authentic was the term that I had.
And something else we haven't mentioned, which is, you know, goes really well hand in hand with that, is our local craft beverage scene. Whether it's beer, wine, cider, spirits, whatever, we have a per capita amount of producers just crazy.
Seems like we got as many breweries around here as we do radio stations.
And the products thereof can stand on their own against anything in the world. They're fantastic.
Our microbrews. Still what they were?
They are for a lot of people. I mean, certainly that industry's seen a lot of changes. A lot of craft breweries are being bought up by the big boys, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But there's still people who do road trips based on craft brewing, so.
It's still viable.
It's still viable,
certainly,
yeah.
You know, as a something to market.
Certainly.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's...
Hey, Humboldt County. The folks at Fly Humboldt want to say thank you for all your support. The new Los Angeles flight is a great success. The planes have been full, so book now for your holiday travel. Don't miss getting a flight home for the holidays. And just in case you haven't heard, we'll have direct flights to Denver starting June 7th. You'll only be a couple hours away from the Mile High City whenever you want to go. This makes connecting to the world even easier. Get more information at flyhumboldt.org or email us at info@flyhumboldt.org. Happy holidays.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:45. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tony Smithers. Tony, one of the things that has been kind of intriguing for me, and it doesn't fit into the traditional marketing plan that I'm sure you guys have worked on at the Visitors Bureau. These semi-mini conventions, not the regional ones, but I don't know how to really describe it. The Scrabble game contest or tournament, or Monopoly, or Parcheesi, or Sorry, or Clue, or some of the 70s board games. I'm seeing some stuff where that's starting to rival some of these role-playing games that have now come into existence. And I don't know if it's guys my age trying to recapture simplicity or what it is. But things of that nature, is that anything that you guys would step into if somebody decided that they wanted to, let's say, take over three or four regional, the conference center in Riverwalk and over in the Swamp and Arcade, and said, okay, we're going to have this contest, and it's going to grand prize is going to be $5,000, and we're going to play Scrabble or whatever the game might happen to be, and do a tournament. Do you guys get involved with that kind of stuff, or is that kind of different enough that it's really not in your wheelhouse?
No, well, anything is in our wheelhouse if it fills hotel rooms. Though that is something that it's not terribly much on my radar. But so thank you. It is now. Along those same lines, you know, we our sales manager, April Higgins, does outreach to small associations. I mean, we're members of Cal SAE, the Society of Association Executives. So we go and do sales events with those to try and familiarize those Northern California-based groups and associations that we are a convenient, fun, local, great place to have your association's events.
What kind of sense do you have with the airplanes coming in starting in July from Denver or June? Do you sense that that's going to be a new opportunity to do this kind of thing, where it's a smaller scale, but now we've got capacity to bring in a couple hundred people, which is still small scale, but it's certainly a whole lot more than what we've been able to do in the past.
Well, we will certainly follow that lead to whatever we can accomplish with it. Certainly having that Midwest hub makes the Redwoods accessible to so much more of the country. And that's really where its initial value is going to be. Low-hanging fruit, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's back to the food analogy. Gotta love it. I'm thinking like with the Kinetic Race. Pretty well established in our region. Knocked off in a number of others. But now with that direct flight, and I guess it'd be not this coming, but the following, to Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a whole untapped market that's just an airplane trip away. With something that's established, or Avenue of the Giants, or any of these other events that are pretty well established in Northern California.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of Northern California, unless you're really, what's the phrase, I guess, geeking out on that stuff, you may not be familiar with. Is that the kind of stuff you're kind of getting itchy to be able to play with?
Well, the answer is yes to everything. I mean, anytime it's easier to get here from anywhere, it's an opportunity that we can exploit.
Explore. I don't know if you can say exploit anymore and not get somebody excited about
it. In marketing, it's okay.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, it sounds like it's going to be kind of a fun next 18 months or so as this stuff kind of starts to settle in and these new opportunities are reached, and who knows what might be happening.
There's always something new coming up.
Yeah, isn't that the case? That would be dessert. Don't forget the dessert later on today. See everybody tomorrow.
Pumpkin pie.